Okay, so let's start the next sugya. So first of all, just by way of introduction to the sugya, the basic background that we need to know is that there's a machlekes later on in that Pesamid Beis, the long places. There's a machlekes there between the Stam Tosfos, another Rishonim, some words, the Sheet of the Rebbe. We'll call it the Sheet of Tosfos. Even though Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam also, but the Stam Tosfos in the Pesamid Beis, other Rishonim say that's the Rebbe, holds that Schach Ramal Michov is Schach Apostle. It has a din of Schach Apostle. So they run into a question, Tosfos, because you have a lot of cases, including the Agamara, where you have a Sukkah, let's say you have Schach Ramal Michov, Kosher is Schach. But there's also Schach Ramal Michov. Like in the case of Agamar with the Hutsun. So if the Hutsun are Tzilsum, the Hutsun that are Lamathi Michov, or Tzilosim, or Tzilsum Michamso, so it's Kosher. But there is also Schachless Lamal Michov. And that's Schach Possum. Why doesn't that interfere with the Schach that's underneath? So Tosfos says a Yisoid, based on that and other Kashas, that once you have Schach Kosher, the fact that you have other Schach Possum on top of it doesn't pass it. There is all kinds of consequences there on that test. So that's the shita of Tosfos, the Riva, that Schach Lamal Michov is Schach Possum. The consequence of saying that is that you then have to say that Schach Possel does not passel what's underneath it. Because otherwise you're going to run into problems in Agamor, the word Erevin. You have a lot of cases where Lamath and Mechop, you have Kosher Schach. But there's also Schach on top of it that's Lamath and Mechop, and it doesn't seem to bother us. Because once you have a Kosher Sukkah, I don't care what's on top. And therefore the Moshel, Tosfos holds that if you have a Kosher Sukkah, and on top of the Kosher Sukkah, let's say you have a tree that's overhanging it. If the tree itself is also tzilosu b'mekamsa, then you get into a different problem of sukkah tachas ha'ilon and sukkah tachas sukkah, which is a different kind of psul entirely. But if the ilon is not tzilosu b'mekamsa, the ilon is just chamsu b'mekamsa, there's a few branches of trees of the tree overhanging my sukkah, does it matter? Because my sukkah is tzilosu b'mekamsa. The fact that there's schach posel on top of it doesn't interfere with the kashrus of the schach. On the other hand, the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is that when you have schach posel, it passels whatever is directly underneath it. So let's say you have a sukkah with that kosher sukkah, it's kosher mechamosa. But on top of it, you have a tree, and the tree has some branches, just a few branches. They're not. The tree's not tzilsum mechamosa. It's just a few branches. But those branches passel whatever is directly underneath. And therefore, if what's directly underneath, whatever is directly underneath those branches has to be subtracted from my schach kosher. And if what remains is not going to be tzilsum mechamosa, then I'm in trouble. That's why we worry about trees that overhang our sukkahs, even if the tree is not tzilsum mechamosa. But we're choshish for the sheet of the of Rabbeinu Tam that it passes whatever is directly underneath. That gets her, but so then Rabbeinu Tam has a problem. If that's true, I mean, it's not the order of Rabbeinu Tam's thinking, but I'm just presenting it. So that presents a problem. If that's true, that whenever you have schach posel, it passes whatever directly underneath. So what about the Gemara Gemaras, including Agamara, where you have, let's say, schach kosher, but you also schach lemat mechov. But you also have on top of it schach that's lemal mechov. Why doesn't the schach that's on top of it lemal mechov passel whatever is down below? So Tosfos Rabbi Natan says another chiddush that schach lemal mechov is not schach posel. It's not considered to be schach posel. lashon of the Rosh, I think, is it's not schach posel, the mokum is garim, that it's no good, but it's not schach posel in and of itself, and therefore it does not posel the schach that's below it. That's a chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. And then it's also in Rabbeinu Tam, at the end of the text over there, that Rabbeinu Tam holds even a bigger chiddush, that not only the schach posel, not posel, is directly below it, but it's the schach put this. Sorry, not only is schach lemal mechof not schach posel, and therefore doesn't posel what's directly below it, but schach lemal mechof is even able to be mitzarif to the shir of tzilos and mumechamosa. But if you have schach, let's say below chof, and it's only chamsu mitzilosa. But I have also have schach lemal mechof that tzilos and mumechamosa. The schach lemal mechof is mitzarif. But the schach is lamata mechof. Not only is it apostle, but it's mitzvah for the action, and it's called the sukkah. That's lost from mechamos, and the sukkah is kosher. That's very difficult to understand how that could be. Granted, the schach amal mechof is not schach posel, but at the kaf it's mitzvah for the action of sukkah. The meister schach amal mechof is no good. It's lamata mechof. You can't use it the way it is. Somehow I'm able to mitzvah for the schach is lamata mechof. That's been the Hezbollah, and that's one of the things that we're going to hopefully discover in the learning of the sugya, is what's going on in that sheet that Rabbeinu Tam, and where that's all coming from. Now, Kapanim, but we didn't know, a lot of this we're going to see more as we go along in the sugya, so we don't have to manage to be shuttled in there right now, but just to know that we're going to have these two basic sheetas in the sugya. What's the story with Schach Lemala Mechof? Again, sheetas have tesis, stam tesis, this is by us holds that way, that Schach Lemala Mechof is Schach Posse. And Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that Schach Lemala Mechof, there's two sides. The Stam Teis has a Chumra, the Schach Lemala Mechof is Schach Posel, and that generates a Kula, that Schach Posel doesn't pass to what's underneath. Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that Schach Lemala Mechof is that Schach Posel does pass to what's underneath it, but that generates a Kula that you have to say that Schach Lemala Mechof is not Schach Posel, it doesn't pass to what's underneath it. And we'll see later, maybe it's even mitzarif to the Schach, to the Shir of. Okay, so let's start the Gemara. It's up to Gemara. Basically, we're asking Amma, Vutzim, Yardim, Betechof, Amma. Now that we're all somewhat confused. So let's start the Gemara. Basically, we're asking Amma, Vutzim, Yardim, Betechof, Amma. Im Tzilosom, Miruba, Mechamosom, Ksheira, Vimlav, Psula. So you have Schachlis. Schach, it's lamal mechof, but there are fronds. I think it's the English word. There are fronds that are hanging down. So if those tutsin are by themselves tilosim then the sukkah is kosher. But if they're chamosim b'silosim, then it's possible. So the pshut, they're just plugging in what we learned already, what we've seen, what we know, just plugging in our preface. Why if the hutzim are tzilosim u'mechamosa is a kosher, but the lemaisi have lots of other schach and tap, it's lemal mechof. Why doesn't that present a problem? Well, that'll depend on these two sheets. According to Tosis, yeah, the schach is lemal, is schach posel, but that doesn't matter, because schach posel lemal is never a problem, as long as what I have lemata has a shir schach. According to Rabbeinu Tam, don't forget, the reason what normally schach posel lemala would present a problem, but here schach lemala mechof is not schach kosher. It's not schach posel rather. I treat it as schach kosher to this extent at least. And therefore, it doesn't posel what is down, what's down below. However, we could ask the question. I said a minute ago that Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, she places over there at the end, says Shitas Rabbeinu Tam is that schach lemala mechof. Not only does it not posel what's down below, but it's mitzvah to the shir. It's mitzvah to the shir. Tzilosim u'mechamosa. So right away is the question of the Gemara: why, if the hutzim are only chamosim u'mitzilosa, is it no good? But according to Rabbeinu Tam, schach lemala mechof should be mitzvah to what's down below. We don't know enough yet to talk about this intelligently. We're just reading the Gemara. Saying the Gemara continues: another member hoisik vayav asara tochen hutzim yored notech asara somer by the member mechamosim u'mitzilosim kshera om liyov ad dirasuchi ve'em elam dar ad dirasuchi. That's the shtickle Gemara. So let's see Rashi. We haven't really started anything yet. Let's see Rashi. Behutzin shall schach rashayim atluyim. Im tzilosim shall oisim hutzim ruv mechamosim. You have Ishakus Leilus Chacha Elyon, minus the Chacha Elyon, the Tutsum alone, the Tzilosim Mimichamosim, Sheira. So actually, the Manin and Esrim Mehemu Lamata, we count the Esrim from the Hutsum. Since the Hutsum, the Tzilosim Mimichamosim, we count the Esrim from the Hutsum. Which is a little difficult question to ask. It's not the need, where do we count the Esrim? We know we count the Esrim. Esrim is Esrim. The Shaila is, we have some of the Sakas in the Esrim, some of the Sakas Lamal in the Esrim. So does one interfere with the other? Do I have an extra sukkah? Do I not have an extra sukkah? Actually, makes it sound like the Shaila is, how do I count the Esrim? A little bit of strange logic. We'll come back to this much later. So, Rabbi Lameh, but dichihechi de begoibu loy maiti lachshir. Symmetrical. So Rabbi says, no, it's not symmetrical because there's a new factor of the Yisruch. Okay, that's this Gemara. So really, we can't even think about this Gemara before we take a look at the Gemara. Erevin comes, we have to learn it first, and now we're going to learn a little more carefully. So let's take a look at the Gemara in Erevin. So the Gemara. Gemara is on Daf Gimel and Aleph, the third wide line. By a mobile, the Torah has to be the Malam Esrim. The Malam Esrim is possible to show to the Hecker. The same thing is by a Sukkah. So the Gemara is a Shaila. What if it's Mitzis Kaira the Malam Esrim? The Mitzis Kaira the Malam Esrim. Mitzis Chach Betech Esrim. The Mitzis Chach the Malam Esrim. Omer Rabba, b'mo b'kosher b'sukkah posel. My shnof, what's the difference? My shnof b'mo b'kosher. Damin and klosh. That we just skim off the top. Sukkanami lema klosh. So we know, palches. Hadli chamosu muv misilosu. So if you take away the top, you're not going to be left with. You're going to be left with just chamsim and mitzvos. It's no good. That's why sukkah is no good. Maybe. Like the Machanami, kashas habli kodesh nitelas beruach. Kodesh also has a shear. It has to be in nitelas beruach. It's going to be. It's going to skim off the top. A little bit of lechi left. A little bit of kodesh that remains. It's going to be kodesh nitelas beruach. El al korchach. So why is kodesh okay? Why did Rabbi say kodesh is kosher? Because al korchach nasik is shpeitim shel matches. That the little, even though the bottom kohar, since it's reinforced by the top of the kohar, so the bottom of the kohar becomes like shpayim shel matkas. So achanami al kochach nasik tzilosim ruvmei chamosa. So the same thing over here. Even though the bottom of the schach, the part that's lematim yichov, in and of itself is chamosim ruvmei tzilosa, but since it's together with the top of the schach, so it becomes like, interesting stuff, it becomes like tzilosim ruvmei chamosa. So they should both be the same. They should both be posel. They both be kosher. Either by both you should say klosh, and they should both be kosher, or by both you should say no. You should say ikalshus, that it's going to become nasim nitelas beruach. It's going to become chamsum mitzvoso. They should both be posel. Or by both you should say nasim, then it should both be kosher. Anyway, what's the difference? So Amar Rav Min Parzakia Sukkah Del Yochad Dulei Mitkir Movid Rabban Mitkir Adoti. So Amar Min Parzakia says in a chenami really mitkir adin, both of them should be kosher. So it's a gzera because people, it's going to such a borderline kind of case. Some of the bottom part of the stock is going to blow away, fall away, and people aren't going to realize to repair it. So we have to pass it. Ravina Amar Sukkah Deiraisa Achmiru BeRabbanon Mobi DeRabbanon LeAchmiru BeRabbanon. Ravina says, what it also means Meikar Adin the both kosher. But by Sukkah to Deiraisa, so we were more Machmir. In places you move over there. That the chumrah derabbanan is that we're chayshish for the sorority kalshus. We don't say the nasi. We're chayshish for the sorority kalshus. Let me just put something on the board so that we don't. What's more in the sugya? Just what we see so far. What are the svaras lahashir? What are the svaras lahashir? What are the svaras lisa? So the first svar lahashir is klish. But against that we have a svar that ikalshus. It'll become yitals beruch. It'll become chamosim mitzilosim. On the other hand, we could be mashir with a svar of nasa. Nasa kishpudim shel bazel. Nasa kitzilosim mechamosim. Just to orient ourselves. So the Gemara says really, Meikar Din. The Gemara comes out. So Rabbi Halacha says the mobile is okay, but by sukkah is not okay. The Gemara explains really maker then everything should be okay. Why should everything be okay? Because of this line of reasoning, klish with nasa. But midrabanan, either because it's liyochid, so it's by midker, or because it's deraisis, we want to be more machmir. So midrabanan, we pass them. And Taisha says, at least in the Rabbina part, he says the reason why we pass them is because we're chayshish for the time of ikalshus. Even though maker then maker then is a rejoinder, nasa. Nonetheless, we're machmir. We're machmir for the svarav ikalshus. And in the deraisa, we're machmir for the svarav ikalshus. Taisha says it in Ravina. Ravina says it has to do with the fact that it's deraisa. Because it's deraisa, we're machmir. Taisha says we're machmir for ikalshus. So in the middle of the places he has a line. Avali Ravina, kosher. The question on our issue right now. Avali Ravina, kosher. The mashma mishum the sukkah deraisa psulam mishum ikalshus. Because sukkah is deraisa, we're chayshish for the svar of ikalshus. Actually, that's what clear in places. It means that midraisa we should say ikalshus, and the answer of nasa is only derabonim. Or maybe he means no, nasa is a good answer, but in the deraisa we're chayshish for ikalshus. Kach. But Taisha says that the reason why by deraisa we're more machmir is because by deraisa we buy more the argument of ikalshus. So we're chayshish midrabanan for the argument of ikalshus. Could be that even according to Rava miParzakya, that the difference in sukkah and mobi is not that sukkah is deraisa, but just that sukkah is leyochan is leMidker. Could be that also that's just the sibus at takana. Why were they geyser? They were geyser because they were concerned of leyochan. But the ma'aseh, what was the teichen of the takana? We've had already many times the distinction. There's the reason why we made a takana, but what is the teichen of the takana? It could be even Rav and Mizaki. The teichen of the kavana of the takana is that we go with the svar of ikalshus. Al kapan, that's the first lashon in the Gemara. Then the Gemara says, "Rada b'vasa b'masna masni l'hashmaitza the rabba ibcha." Forget. Om rabba b'mobi posel b'sukkah k'sher. So again, the same problem. What's the difference? Mashna sukkah d'ksher, they mean klesh. B'mobi nami leim a klesh. Yikalshus have l'tayin tel es beruch. Achinami kalshus have l'chamosim b'tzilosa. El koch nasa tzilosim b'chamosa. Achinami el koch nasa k'shvayin shal matkes. Om rabba m'parzakya, sukkah d'li yochad u'romi anashay u'midkar. Mobi d'li rabba m'hu sam chadodi v'lo midkar. It's the opposite sort. Da'ami inshi k'derosu d'veshut v'lechamimi v'lo kariri. Ravino Masukha de Raisley Boy Chizik, Mabi Drabon and Boy Chizik. Point to both the Shinas, bottom line, Pashas, point to both the Shinas, the Lishtakam of Rabbah, the Lishtabas of Rabbah. The bottom line is that Me'ikar Adin, this case, this borderline case, really ought to be kosher to the line of reasoning of Klaish with Nasser. Nonetheless, the Lishtakam holds by Sukkah we should be Machmir. Either because it's leMidker Adodi Eliyochid leMidker, or because it's a deraisa, a little bit more machmir. So by sukkah we're more machmir, but by mobi we go with the line of klesh with nasa. And the Lishna Basu also holds meikar din everything is kosher, but by mobi since either it's a kdera de beshutvi or because drabonin tzarah chizuk. So in the Rabbonans, we're more machmir to be chayshish for ikalshus. But kach oy kach, the bedrock svara seems to be, the real svara seems to be, minus the chumus, the extra chumus, the real svara seems to be that it's chasher. What's the argument for hechsher? Chayshish with nasa. That's what it says here in Gemara. At least at this point. So let's understand. First of all, at the end of the day, you have to do a look source for everything. Klesh nasa. At the end of the day, how is the sukkah kosher? The sukkah is fundamentally kosher. Maybe it's exera. Point was chacham rabba. Maybe it's exera. Yochid exera. In the list of basher, it's mamish kosher. The sukkah is mamish kosher. So bottom line is the sukkah is kosher. Has the sukkah kosher? Not. Has the sukkah kosher? You have the schach below is the schach that's below chop is chamsa mu mitzilosa. The most is ikalshus. You take away the top. The schach that remains is chamsa mu mitzilosa. How you match your sukkah with chamsa mu mitzilosa? That's the case. Have the sukkah. Here's the schach. Here's the 20 amas line. And the Gemara says, if you take what's away, what on top, if you take the top away, what you have on bottom is chamsim misilos. So again, the machlekes rishonim, same machlekes rishonim. It's the taisir neir. What's the case exactly? The pashut pshat in the Gemara, the pashut pshat in the Gemara is that the bottom, that literally, if you below the 20 amas line, all I have here is chamsim mitzilosim. That's the literal reading of the Gemara. It's kalshus if you take away the top. What remains at bottom is chamsim mitzilosim. If what remains at bottom is chamsim mitzilosim, that means that my shir schach is only b'tziruf the schach apostle. How does that work? Says Rabbeinu Tam, this Tosfos Daf Tes says, this is the mocha for Rabbeinu Tam. That schach, that the malam echov, could be mitzitarif to the shir eschach, could be mitzitarif to the shir of tzilosim v'mechamos. He read it in this Gemara, the literal reading of this Gemara. It's the bottom, and Tosfos Daf Tes is the bottom of the Tosfos. The Tosfos quotes this Gemara, in Sukkot. What? According to Lishna Basa, and even according to Lishna Kama, it would also be true, except that Leimitker, Leyochid Leimitker, is Xerah Barabonah not to say it, or maybe Kasukah Deraisa, Achmira Barabonah, Pasa means Chomer Barabonah, but Meikar Adin, it would be Mitzitarif. So that's where Ben Adam got, that the Tzchach Lamal and Nechov could be Mitzitarif, Mitzitarif. So that obviously assumes that Tzchach Lamal and Nechov is not Tzchach Posel. This is part of Ben Adam Shittim. The Tzchach Lamal and Nechov is not Tzchach Posel. Not only that it doesn't pass what's underneath it, but Ad Kedei Kach, that Ben Adam holds that Mamash able to be Mitzitarif for the Tzchach that is, the Tzchach that's Chamsa and Mitzilos. Taisus themselves hold, is that true? Tzchach Lamal and Nechov. There's Tam Taisus in that test. Taisus by us. The beginning of Taisus in the Arabian. We call it the stam places. Holds that you can't use schach. That schach l'mal l'chov is schach posel. It can't be mitzitar after the shir of the sach. So how do they read this gemara? It says Tosfos in Erevin. It's the second half of Tosfos in Erevin. That you have to say, even though it doesn't mention Rabbeinu Tam, but others said it before. That's Rabbeinu Tam. I'm sorry. It says Tosfos in Erevin. It's known as the anti-Rabbeinu Tam. It says Tosfos in Erevin. You have to say that la'olam, the case is that the bottom over here was tzilosu ruv mechamosu, not chamsu ruv mechamosu. The bottom of the schach by itself was tzilosu ruv mechamosu. Otherwise, we don't get started. The bottom of the schach was tzilosu ruv mechamosu. I, the Gemara, has this lashon that he kalshusle nase chamosu ruv mechamosu. That if you take the top away, the bottom is going to be chamsu ruv mechamosu. So Tosfos says it means, anybody know? The wind's going to blow it away. The wind will degrade it. If you literally took the top of the stock away, the bottom of the stock would eventually not be sustainable, and it would become chamosim ruvim tzilosim. Well, the mice right now, it's tzilosim ruvim chamosim. That's the machlekes of Rashi and Tosfos and Rabbeinu Tam. How does this sukkah work, Kobi? How does this schach work? Is the schach that's lamal mechov actually mitzitarif to the shir of Rabbeinu Tam? The schach that's lamal is mitzitarif to the shir, because schach posel could be mitzitarif to the shir. And Rabbeinu Tam holds, and place yourselves no, there's no such animal. But rather, you really have tzilosim ruchamosim on bottom. You really have tzilosim ruchamosim. So that's why you're okay. High on top of it, you have schach posel, but that's place your sheet. The schach posel on top doesn't pass it. Yeah, it all goes into that same. Tosfos and Tam, each one has a kula and a umra, and they both play in over here. Tosfos hold, the stam Tosfos hold, schach lamal mechov is schach posel. So therefore, you have to posit that here the schach down below is by itself, has a shear by itself, it's yilosim mechamos. Aye, but at the end of the day, on top of it, you have schach posel. So why isn't the schach posel over its head? Why isn't it come down and posel it? The answer is that sheet is at Tosfos. They don't care if you have a tree on top of you or branches of a tree on top of you. Because once you have a kosher sukkah down below, the schach posel above doesn't passel what's underneath. That's the sheet of Tosfos. I call it the reverse, not the reverse. That's what I go a little bit. If you have it in your notes, that was not the reverse. It was the other way around. It was more like a bit of comment. And it's not three of them. It's the stamp tests. How confused is that? You're allowed to get confused in some. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the schach posel ordinarily does posel what's underneath it. But schach l'mal nuchav is not schach posel. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam learns the Gemara literally that the schach below the line is chamosu mumitzilosa. But it's kosher anyway, because the schach that's l'mala is not posel, and not only is it not posel, but it's mitzara to the schach that's down below. Atkan, the Tosfos versus the Rabbeinu Tam. Question is, okay, what's the whole sugya about? This is not what the sugya talks about. The sugya is talking about other things. Kodesh, with Nasa. What's the whole discussion? What do we need this new idea of Kodesh? That in order to be master of the schach, you have to say Kodesh. And maybe it's debatable if you say Kodesh, because he's Kalshius, so it's going to become... What's lacking in the... In what's the whole discussion about? Let's say according to Rabbeinu Tam. What's the problem? I have a sukkah. I have schach. The part that's below is true. It's only chamsum mitzilosa. But I'm mitzarev the part that's above, because Rabbeinu Tam holds you can be mitzarev the schach that's above. And shalom aleichem. You don't need any klosh. You don't need any nasa. Everything's good. The schach lamal is mitzarev the schach lamata, because schach lamal mechov is not schach bosel. And finished. And according to the Tosfos, it's also good. L'mata I have schach that's hilosu mechamoso, and that's a hechsher sukkah. I on top of it I have schach that's I have schach posel. So what? Schach posel on top doesn't pass. Then what's below? There's none of this in the discussion of the Gemara. This is not the subject of the Gemara Eirvin. This is like the background of the Gemara Eirvin. This is not what the Gemara Eirvin is busy with. The Gemara Eirvin is busy with other things. Klosh, Kalshish, Nasa. So it's not the sugya. Just needs to ask, but just to get started in the sugya. What's the subject of the Gemara Eirvin? So, what you see over here is that you have to start with klosh. Without klosh, nothing. We would not be able to be master of the schach at all. Why? What Chayyim said in the Gemara is that I have to be able, before I even get started and I can apply my Rabbeinu Tam. That's schach l'mal mechov is mitzarev, or I could apply my Tosfos that schach posel doesn't passel what's underneath it. Before I can go applying all of these various hechsherim, the first thing I need to do is I need to separate the bottom of the schach from the top of the schach. And if I can't separate the bottom of the schach from the top of them, from the top of the schach, then it's a vad, and the sukkah is posel l'kuliyam. Because if I don't separate this into two schachs, then I have one schach. And where is this schach? At least in part, it's l'mal mechov. How it's said in the word, if the schach is one thing, it's one chatiba achas, it's one block, and I can't apply over here this idea of klosh, then I have to look at the schach as one chefza. And this chefza of schach is partly protruding above chav. Then it's a schach posel, and the whole schach is a schach posel. And then the whole discussion doesn't start, because hakol moedim, if the whole schach is l'mal mechov, it's no good. Even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who's our most makel in schach l'mal mechov, he agrees that you cannot pull the schach l'mal mechov. I mean, that's the Mishnah. So if I'm going to look at this schach as one chefzer, then this chefzer schach is protruding above chav and about as possible. It's shalom koyim and it's possible. So therefore, the aleph has to be that I have to separate it so that I can look at the bottom of the schach as being separate from the top of the schach. Once I separate the bottom of the schach from the top of the schach, so then I can turn around and say, okay, now we're okay. Because, again, depending on if you're Rabbeinu Tam or if you're Tosfos. If you're Rabbeinu Tam, you say, now we're okay, because the bottom of the tzrach is l'mata michof. The bottom of the tzrach is l'mata michof. But I don't have enough of it, so I'll be mitzarev the part that's l'mata. Once I have tzrach l'mata, I can mitzarev masha l'mata. And according to Tosfos, this is more simple. Once I separate it, the bottom of the schach is fine. It's silosim v'micham losim. So I have enough schach. I have a kosher schach. I have everything. I on top of it, I have schach bosel. Schach bosel doesn't bother me. Once I'm okay down here, I don't care what's going on up there. But I need the klosh to get both point there. Klosh and Rabbeinu Tam. I need the klosh to get started. I need to look at the bottom schach as being separate from the top. And that's the first line of the word klosh. to which the Gemara asks, let's see, okay, we'll see later on, maybe a little fine print, we'll worry about it. Right now, I just want the general mahalach of the sugya. So the point that I'm saying is, you need to have kosh to get started. To which the Gemara says, one second, kosh, ikalshus, you'll separate the top of the staff from the bottom, so it's going to be chamsu mitzilosa. Point to Torah Ben Adam means it's going to be literally chal. Well, let's say Baifim Poshut. The taina of ikalshus is a taina against kosh. You want to look at the bottom schach as being separate from the top schach with the klosh. In fact, you're going to say klosh. You can't say klosh. You can't separate the bottom of the schach from the top of the schach. Because he kalshes have like chamsu mu mitzilosu. Which now means something different according to Tosis and according to Rabbeinu Tam. According to Tosis, it means if you're going to take away the top of the schach, you're going to physically take away the top of the schach, what's going to happen to the bottom of the schach? It's going to blow away. So you don't have a right to separate this into two chamsus of schach and say, I'm going to skim away the top and leave the bottom. Because if you skim away the bottom blows away. I need the so it has to be one chepta. If it's one chepta, you can't split it. If you can't split it, then it's lamal, it's protruding lamal echof. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it means a little bit differently. But Bechara, meanwhile, says also out there that if I'm going to split it, the bottom is only going to be chamosu mitzilosu. The only way I'm able to be machshir it is because I'm mitzarif the part that's on top. But if you mitzarif the part of the top, that means you're not saying close. You're not separating the two schachs. So it's an argument. It's an argument against klosh. The ikalsh is the anti-klosh. You want to separate the top from the bottom because otherwise, again, if you don't say klosh, you can't start. If you don't say klosh, it's one chepsa, it's protruding lamala mechov. So there's no haschala. It's everything is possible. So we need to say klosh to separate the bottom from the top. Frankly, how can you separate the bottom from the top? If you separate the bottom from the top physically, it'll blow away, according to places. Or if you separate the top from the bottom, you're not going to have enough. So you need even mitzara for the top for the shear. If you need even mitzara for the top for the shear, that means that you're treating it as one schach. So that's an argument against klosh. Says the Gemara, no, there's a trick. Nasa. Nasa kishpoim shlubat. Nasa kitzilosim mu mechamos. Which according to Tosis would mean that even though if I literally skim the top away, the bottom would blow away. But I'm not literally taking off the top. I'm just halachically taking off the top. The metzias is still attached and secure. So it's not really going to blow away. So that's called nasik ishvaitim shel barzel. The same thing by the lechi. You know, if I literally took the top of the lechi away, the bottom lechi would be very weak. But I'm not literally taking it away. Still there, the bottom lechi is quite strong because it's attached to the top. I'm just taking it away halachically. Taking it away halachically doesn't make the lechi in Nitelis Baruch. And over here as well, I'm only taking the top away halachically, but physically it's still there, so the bottom is still strong, it's not going to blow away, so it's not Nasakitzilos or Mumech Hamos. A few places, that's probably what this Nasa means. That's actually pretty easy to understand. A few of it has a little bit more complicated. We're saying that the Gemara's question, Ikashus, was, I need the top to be mitzarev to the shear. So how can you skim it away? And the answer is somehow, no, I skim it away, but since physically it's still there, and it's metzil, so the bottom, which is chamosim ruv mitzilosim, is nasa kitzilosim ruv mechamosim. That's hard to understand. That we'll have to worry about a little later on, where you can't do everything at once. But in Rabbi Natan, the nasa is hard to understand. How could it be nasa kitzilosa mu mechamosa? How could the schach, which is really chamosa mu mitzilosa, be nasa like it was tilosa mu mechamosa? Because it's attached to the top, I'm really taking away. I'm taking the top away. Klosh, I'm taking the top away. But the question is, how can I take the top away? I need it for the tzirif of the shear, for the tzirif of tilosa mu mechamosa. So what's the answer? Well, I take it away. Then I look at it as two separate schachs. But where's my shear? So the Gemara. Gemara could have said, well, but for the shear, it's still mitzarif. Gemara says, see, l'chor is something else. I'm not mitzarif it, but the presence of the schach on top makes the schach on bottom as if it was tilosa mu mechamosa. That's a very hard story to understand. What is that? Yeah, we'll have to come back to that. What exactly is this svar of Rabbeinu Tam? That's one of the kshoyim here in the sugya of it. It's Rabbeinu Tam's, how does Rabbeinu Tam understand the nasa? What is this nasa? Schach lamal mechof is if it can't be mitzarif mamish, because if it's mitzarif, that undermines my klesh. The whole point of klesh is I look at the schach as separate. And that's the question, that's the worst question of the Kalshus. How can you separate the top? If you separate the top, you lose the shear. So my answer is no. What could have answered? Maybe I separate the top linion, that it's, that, you know, linion where the schach is, but it's still, but for, I don't know, what could have answered maybe other ways. What could have perhaps answered, well, the schach lamal michof, even though I separated away, but it's still able to join in and making the shear. Why doesn't say that? Her. Why is it something else? I take the top away. Kosh, I took the top away. But just like by lechi, the top of the kaira, even though halachically is gone, the mitzias, it's mechazik, the bottom of the lechi. So over here, the top of the schach, even though I took it away, but it still makes the bottom of the schach, which is actually chamos and mitzilosa, as if the bottom of the schach is tzilosa and mitzilosa. But the words are very hard to understand. What does that mean? Yeah, so we'll have to return to that. Right now, I just want to just walk through the cheshbon of the sugya more than anything else. Just to have the tzirasa of the shmaisa, have the sugya cheshbon's out. Then we'll come around again and we'll see more with the one of the things to bear in mind is that the Yisoy, what it says in the Sugya Erevin is that in order, when you have this kind of schach, this borderline schach, in order to even get started, you have to say klosh. Without a klosh, if you can't separate the bottom of the schach and be done on it separately, and you can only be then you have to be done on the whole thing together. And if you're done on the whole thing together, you can't be nashim. It's one chevtzah, it's protruding the bottom of the schach. So in order to even have a scholar's dvarim, we have to say klosh, which allows us to take the top away, we look over the bottom, we focus at the bottom as a separate schach, that separate schach perhaps is kosher. And the whole need in the Gemara is, can you say kosher or not? Because against the kosher is a tiny kalshus. If you'll take the top away, then the bottom itself is not going to be, according to Tosfos, it's not going to be secure, it's going to blow away. According to Rabbi Tam, it's not going to be enough of a shear, it's going to be chamos and mitzilosa. Which the response is, nasa. It's easier to understand. Nasik ishbayim shel barzel. The top may be away halachically, but the ma'aseh keeps it secure. Point of being times a little more hard to understand. It's much more hard to understand. What does this nasa do? Even though we took the top away, but it makes the bottom as if it's silosim mechamos. Somehow the top makes the bottom as if it's silosim mechamos. It's difficult to understand. Yeah. That's just a good error. Now, bottom line of the Morin Ervin is that we have, at least in Rabbah, is that we have two lashonas. Bottom line, what's the halacha by sukkah? Lishma Kamba Rabba says that the sukkah is possible. We draw a bottom, albeit, but it's possible. Because it's a yochid, people are the yochid lemitkir, or because in sukkah they're isolated, so we're machmir for the star of ikalshus. But at the bottom, Lishma Kamba Rabba holds that by sukkah is no good. And Lishma Basav Rabba holds that by sukkah, that this borderline schach, Lishma Kamba says it's no good in sukkah, and Lishma Basav says that it is good. So now we turn our attention back to Agamar and Sukkah. The first thing that we notice in the Agamar and Sukkah is that here we also have a borderline case. That puts Yaschach, which is partly Lamala, puts in a Yoidim Lamata. And the first thing we see in Agamar and Sukkah is that we don't have two Lashonos. In Agamar and Erevin, we have two Lashonos. Tam Rabbo, Shnevasa Rabbo. Agamar and Sukkah doesn't have two Lashonos. That's really the question that Tosfos is, in shorthand, that's the question that's raised by Tosfos, the other Rishonim. Why in Erevin do we have two Lashonos and in Sukkah we only have one Lashon? However, I wrote here that the signet of the question is different according to Tosfos than according to Erevin and Tam. This is part of the Cheshbon of the Sugya they have to have here. According to Tosfos, what's the case in Erevin? According to Tosfos, what's the case in Erevin in which we have two Lashonos? We have Schach, Tzamal, and Lamato. The Schach is Lamato Michof. According to Tosfos' understanding of Erevin, is it Chamsum Mitzilosa or is it Tzilosum Mitzilosa? Tzilosum Mitzilosa. I don't know how we'll put that. tilosim v'chamos. You can take the kapoy a low way, but in and of itself, it's tilosim v'chamos, and in that we have tulushemis. In the Gemara in Sukkah, in the case of the chutzin at tilosim v'chamos, what does the Gemara say?
Share.
Then we don't have tulushemis. So according to Taisis, the question is going to be, why are chutzin better than the Gemara Nehra? Akim and Hutzin, we don't have this Lushmatam of Rapo that maybe it should be possible, maybe we should make it. How come in Sukkah we're not worried about, how come in Sukkah it's Pashut does that it's Kosher when in Ayurveda it was Tulushayas? What makes Hutzin better? On the other hand, according to Rabbi Tam, what's the case in Ayurveda? Lumal Mechop is what? The case of Ayurveda. Lumal Lumatim Mechop is what? Chamsu Mitzilas, it's Lumal Mechop. Chamsu mitzilos. Like that. Cross hatching. Chamsu mitzilos. He takes the Gemara literally. Nasi he calches havali chamosu mitzilos. And we have two lashonos. And maybe it's okay. The Gemara in Sukkah, when it talks about this case where the hutsun are chamosu mitzilos, the Gemara says that it's what? It's psula. How can we not have two lashonos? In time, therefore, the question that we have to ask is why a hutsim worse? That how come by in Erevin we have two lashonis when lamata it's chamsim mitzilosa, maybe it's kosher, maybe it's possible, and the ikur din is for sure kosher. But lachar, it's only gizera, you believe the liyachid, but the ikur din it's okay. And when it comes to hutsim, it's not a poshut by us that if the hutsim are chamsim mitzilosa, it's no good. Why a hutsim worse? The sigma nakushya is different according to Taisus than according to Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore the answer is going to have to be different according to Taisus than according to Rabbeinu Tam. Taisus is going to have to give us an explanation why Rabbeinu Tam is better. Rabbeinu Tam is going to have to give us an explanation of why Rabbeinu Tam is worse. So Taisus by us in Sukkah asks the question in his Nusach, in the Nusach of Taisus, why are Hutzim better? That's the Taisus. Hutzim yardum teichafim teimek ish tisilosim u'mechamosa amayik shera. We ask, we only have one loss, it's kosher. Chayik halshis hayo Hutzim leiflim. Kid ask chayim be'erivim. Gabi mixis tzchach b'teichafim mixis l'mal leichaf ditmaslin nasukat halshis havli chamsum mitzilosim. You see here also, Taisus took for granted that the reason why the sukkah is possible, according to that lashon, the sukkah is possible. The Gemara says the sukkah is possible because it's liyochid leimitker, or because sukkah deraisa were more machmir. Taisus says the reason why it's possible is because of the kalsus. Before Taisus, we're Muslim Taisus in Arabic as well. That the reason why we're machmir, the poil we're machmir because it's exero, or because sukkah deraisa, so we're more machmir. But the toichen of the chumer is they were chayshish for the sorbi kalsus. And we don't accept the rejoinder of Nasa. So Taisus therefore frames the question that way. How come over here we have at least one lashon, the Gemara in Sukkah, that the Sukkah is possible because the Lishna Kama Rabba, the Sukkah is possible because of the time of the Kalchus. And how come when it comes to Hutzim, the Lama Poshut, then it's Kasha. What happened to the time of the Kalchus? About a pshatim or an erevin is not that it's literally chamsum erubim mitzilosa. About a pshatim erevin is the fishal yuchel is kaim ashach b'techesim it'll blow away the machem splishusoy yobi heruv v'yafazir yipol the engle fire shafilim is kaim kachavli chamsum erubim. You can't say pshatim or an erevin is that it's literally chamsum erubim mitzilosa and bottom the way Rabbeinu Tam said, because shevizelor hay machshirim mina chamaroy, nobody would say that's kosher. The cave and change lost some chamos, the Eli Shach Shomala Michov, have a schach postal mitzar, but had a schach kosher. How could you schach postal to be mitzar for the shir? It's lost some chamos. Obviously, the schach that's below the line must be tzilos and chamos. And when the Gemara says he calces, it means it's going to blow away. Kolmur. So, bottom line is that the case over there is that below the line, it's tzilos and rub chamos. And it's possible anyway, because if you take the top away, the bottom will get blown away by the ruach. So why isn't that true by the Hutzim as well? Yeshleim at the Hochi Yeshleim laHachshi Yosef Sheish Roy Hutzim V'ruuyim Heim Liskayim Bekal Kach Emahoyosham Dover Hasemechas. Over here by the Hutzim, The kind of Yobi Haruach Yafaz is not so strong. The Hutzim, come out, the Hutzim, I don't understand the Mitzvah that happened. But we'll just take the Mitzvah for granted. Maybe somebody could figure out the Mitzvah. The Hutzim says it's Bekal Yochel Yisrach. With a Maisa Kal, you could prevent them from falling. So therefore, the kind of Ikalsus is not, is removed. Hutzim are better. Bekitzer, Hutzim are better. By Hutzim, you don't have the kind of Ikalsus. Because Bekal Yochel Yisrach. You could support the very easily. The Svarav Tosfos, never mind the Metzius Tosfos. The Svarav Tosfos, I sort of understand. The whole time of the Kalshus is that if I'm going to skim the top away, eventually the Hutzim are going to blow away. So the act of physically taking off, how can I separate the top and the bottom? The act of physically separating them is going to destroy the bottom. Eventually it's going to destroy, it's going to undermine the bottom. And that's an argument against Klosh. You can't say Klosh if the physical separation will undermine the security of the bottom of the schach. Yeah, there's an answer of Nasa, but the Lishna Kama Rabbah's Chosh is that we don't see Nasa by Sukkot Deraisa. So that's the idea of Ikalshus. So when it comes to Lishna Kama, it says Ikalshus is not such a strong time, because I could physically take away the bottom of the top of the schach, and either Ruk will come and be Mephasik, with a Maisa Kal, I could prevent that, and therefore the fact that my taking away the top of the schach physically will undermine the bottom doesn't need a big maisa uman to stop that from happening, and therefore it's still called that there's an easy possibility of physically taking away the top of the schach, which allows me halachically to ignore the top of the schach. That's the Tosfos by us, the beginning of the Tosfos in Erevin as well, also the same thing. According to Tosfos, Nasa means, again, the Lishna Kama Rabbah that holds we don't go with Nasa, we go with the Kalshus. Because it's Xera, Midirabon, let's say, because of Xera, or because it's Sukkot Deraisa, so we're more Machmir, but Akraponim, we don't go with Nasa. And the Lishna Kama Rabbah, the Lishna Basa Rabbah is fine. Tosfos is not asking for Lishna Basa Rabbah, Lishna Basa is fine. There is Kalshus, we go with Nasa, he buys also Kalshus. The question is, but in Erevin is the Lishna Kama. Lishna Kama Rabbah says that you don't go with Nasa, you go with the Kalshus. So how come by in Erevin we go with the Kalshus? And how come in Sukkah we don't go with the Kalshus? The answer is because what does the Kalshus mean? The Kalshus means that if you're going to physically take away the top of the schach, the bottom of the schach is going to blow away. The Nasa is a different answer. Nasa says, yeah, you think Nechrami, do your worst. If you took the top away, the bottom would blow away. But we're not physically doing it. We're only doing it mentally, so that doesn't pass. You know, we can have our cake and eat it too. We'll take away the top mentally, but physically it's still there, and therefore the bottom doesn't blow away. That's the Nasa. But we're not worried about the Lishna Kama Rabbah. It doesn't go with Nasa. It goes with Ikalshus. Ikalshus says that it's a package deal. You can't take the top away halachically if you can't take it away physically. And you can't take it away physically because it's going to blow away. So the answer is, by Hutzim, you don't have that. By Hutzim, you do have a way to take the top away physically. Because it's Bekal Yochel Yismach. Here's the interesting thing. I'll ask you a question. What does it help? So the Kal Yochel Yismach, you don't have any Kalshus. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Parzakia said over there that it's Xera because the bottom of the Sukkah eventually is going to get this. Stamazay is going to get this. Right? Rabbi Parzakia said that it's Xera. Because since Sukkah is the Yochid, so if you're going to allow these borderline cases, so sometimes you're going to have a case that, you know, after a while, all you have left is Lamal and Yechav. And so we made Xera. So in that Xera, why are we so many different? What's the Kal Yochel Yismach doesn't help for that? Tosfos explaining why the lomdus of Ikalshus doesn't apply to Hutzim. But Rabbi Parzakia said that there's a balabatish exer. Sukkah de l'yochidu, there's nobody to remind me, and after a while I'm not going to keep checking my schach, and it's on the border, and eventually the bottom schach is going to get degraded, and by itself, even though it's attached, it's just going to, you know, over time. And I'm not going to realize because I made this borderline schach. And that's why they pass the schach, this borderline schach. No, so by Hutzim you have that too. You have to say that was only the Sibus HaTakona. The Sibus HaTakona is because Sukkot Dul Yochid. But the Teichon of the Takona is that we go with the Svar B'Kalsus. That we don't say Klosh. We say Ikalsus. That you can't say Klosh because Yom HaYiluch HaYafazeh. And since we're Hutzim, we don't have the time of Ikalsus. Because B'Kal Yochid Lismayach, then that's it. Then we don't have the Xer either. As we've seen in the past as well. You know, there may be a Sibus HaTakona, but the Takona itself has a life of its own. And the Takana was Ikalshus. For ikashus, we have a chutzim. By chutzim, we don't have ikashus. But kal yochel is one. It goes both ways. We had by Sukritana, we had this kind of case like this. They had a reason to make takana. Now we don't go case by case. They made the takana that we go with the counselors. But we don't have the counselors. They didn't make stama takana. So fine. This is great according to Tosfos. According to him, the whole problem was why are chutzim better? As explained, chutzim are better because the kal yochel is better. According to Rabbi Tam, that doesn't help. According to Rabbi Tam, the problem is the opposite. Why are chutzim worse? By chutzim, when it's chamsim mitzilos, it's no good. And then in Erevin, when the bottom is chamsim mitzilos, it is good. At least according to Mishnah Basra. So according to Rabbi Tam, we're back to square one. How come? So that Tosfos in by us doesn't talk about. Interesting. Even though Tyson that test is very busy with Rabbeinu Tam, Tyson Bayas ignores Rabbeinu Tam. Tyson never been asked the question. What is Rabbeinu Tam? He doesn't call Rabbeinu Tam my name, but the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam is there. And Tyson says, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to say, Fakir, the swear, why looks in my words? There's two answers. One answer Tyson gives is that maybe Khanani, maybe Hutsum attack and not worse. And you have to say that the Gemara over here is going like the Lishna Kama of Rabbah. But then Taisa says, no, maybe Hutsum attacked the worse. Why are Hutsum worse? Because by Hutsum, Yipol Miyad. If you tuck away the top, the bottom will fall to the floor right away. Comes an interesting thing, it's like Svaras Afuchas. According to Taisa, Hutsum are better. According to Ben Tam, Hutsum are worse. That's not all by itself really a kasha. It's different sheets. According to Tosfos, it's muchak in the Gemara, the Rutsim are better. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's muchak in the Gemara, the Rutsim are worse. We have Soros, Lakan, and Lakan. Chutzim have a mile, the Bakal Yochel Ismech. Chutzim have a chisor, and that's that you pull me up. Yeah, so there's no question, though. They're not really kasha, so yeah. It's even more than that. I don't think it's even a Svaras Afuchas entirely. I mean, in a certain sense, it's Svaras Afuchas, Chutzim are better, Chutzim are worse. I can't get away from that. But I don't think it's really Svaras Afuchas in the bothersome sense. Because the Svaras here are doing different things. Quite the Tosfos, what does Ikalshus mean? That if you cut away the top, the bottom, Yovei HaRuch V'Yafadle. What do you think? The physical removal of the top is going to get you into hot water. You're literally going to cut off the top. The bottom's going to be going to get blown away. So the answer is, which the answer is, since Bekal, you could prevent that from happening. You have to do something, but Bekal, you could prevent that from happening, so it's not a time. It's only a time when it's very difficult to prevent that from happening. Cutting off the top is really, it's going to blow away. The bottom's going to not last, and we require a whole engineering feat to keep that from happening. So then we have a time to eat calcium. But if the holy calcius is that if I take away the top, over time the bottom will blow away. No, you could prevent that from happening with no big deal to prevent that from happening. So that prevents the problem. According to Rabbi Natam, we're not trying to explain why by Hutsum you don't have the calcius. We're trying to explain why are Hutsum worse? Why don't you have why are Hutsum better? Why don't you have the problem of the Ikalshus? According to Thomas, it's the opposite. We're trying to explain why are Hutsum worse? Why by Hutsum can't you say Klesh with Nasa? That's part of the better and the worse Cheshbon over here. According to Tosfos, Hutsum are better. They don't have the problem of the Ikalshus. According to Benatam, Hutsum are worse. They don't have the heter of Klesh with Nasa. Why not? What Tosfos is explaining, at least with the Rabbeinu Tam, that by Chutzim you don't have the possibility to say Klesh or to say Nas. Why? Because the whole Klesh doesn't make sense by Chutzim, because you're going to take away the top, the bottom is equal to the top. You can't imagine the bottom without the top, because the top is suspended from the bottom, is suspended from the top. So just for Etzim, there's no Klesh. Obviously, Tosfos doesn't hold from that svara. Only Rabbeinu Tam holds from that svara. I'm not saying that they don't hold different things. But I'm saying that the svaras that they're hanging, they're saying behutzim, they're addressed to different issues. The svar that Taisus behutzim is addressed to the possibility that if I take away the top, over time the bottom will be misfazer. So Taisus, I could prevent that. So it's not a problem. And Rabbi Natan is the other way around. I'm explaining why behutzim you don't have klosh. Because by hutzim says Taisus, you can't even say klosh to begin with, because klosh means take away the top. By hutzim, you take away the top. The bottom falls right down. It's hanging from the top. How can you say klosh? There's an interesting question here. If by hutzim you can't say klosh, that's what Rabbeinu Tam over here is saying. By hutzim you can't say klosh. That's why the hutzim are on the bottom of the chamsim, which he lost, is no good, because you can't say klosh. It's going to fall down. So how come when the hutzim are tzilosim mimichamos on bottom, it is okay? At the end of the day, if you can't say klosh, it's one chamsim. And it's pertuning the Malamichov. Can we say at the beginning of the Sugya that's the whole Sugya? It starts with clutch. If it's one chepsa, then it's sticking up. Then a bar is no good. Because the whole chepsa is one chepsa schap. You have to say clutch in order to get started. And by Hutzim Taisa says, or any time holds you can't say clutch, because you pull me out. So if you can't say clutch, so I have one chepsa schap. Some of it's the Malamichov. So what does it help that I have to some room to come off my body? But it's one chepsa schach, and some of it's on top. That's all I really think about. I'm going to stop soon because it's a lot, and I want everyone to have very clear the chazon of the sugya before you go off. Klapper, this question probably the direction is going to have to be that according to Rabbeinu Tam, even if it's one chepsa, and even if it's sticking up, if the part that's below chop is all by itself, that's not cool, that is protruding the ma'on echop. There's no point to Taisus, that's probably not true, because the way Taisus having more in Erev, that's the case in Erev. And it's still called, without klosh, it's still called that it's the ma'al nechah. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not true. In other words, what I'm saying is this. Imagine a world in which there is no klosh. So, the Gemara in Erevin says that it's no good. Without klosh, you don't get started. But according to Taisus, the case in Erevin is that down below, it's silosim ru mechamosim. And still, the Gemara in Erevin says, without klosh, you don't even get started. Why? Because without klosh, it's one chepsa, and the chepsa is partly above chop, so it's possible. According to Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, the Gemara in Erevin says, without klosh, you don't get started. But the case in Erevin, according to Rabbeinu Tam, is that the bottom is only is chamsa mu mitzilosu. So there, Ritaka says that if it's one chepsa and you don't say klosh, then it's one chepsa, and it's primarily lamal mechop, so it's no good. But if the bottom happens to be tzilosu mu mechamosu, then maybe you don't need klosh. Then it's cool that they're so good, even though it's one chepsa. But since that chepsa is primarily the matan mechot, maybe it's good enough. It's hechsher, it's mokama hechsher, its density, the place that gives it the hechsher, is the matan mechot. So maybe that's sufficient. So I don't need klosh when the hutsim are tzilosim and chamosim. But when the hutsim are chamosim and tzilosim, then I need klosh. And I can't have it because he blew me up. So that's the direction. Could be the goal of shitosim. Tosim holds that schach umal mechot is schach posel. So if it's one chepsa and some of it is posel, it's posel. According to the Tam, schach l'mal mechav, that posel just lacks the hechsher. So if I have sufficient hechsher, if it's one chepsa, but if the part of the chepsa that's l'mat mechav has the whole tzilos and mimicham also, then that's good enough, even without klosh. This side. Okay, so basically, the chesed So that's the cheshbon asugya. I'll just go over it and have it very clear. Going forward, a few things that I want to be talking about going forward. First of all, I want to just talk a little bit about this Nasa, Rabbi Matam's Nasa. Like I said before, very strange bird. Deschach below, deschach something with you. And you need cloche, and can't, you have to say cloche, because if it's without cloche, it's one chetz deschach, and it's the malam echot. So you say cloche, how can you say cloche? If you say cloche, then all we have is chetz and mitzvah. So you say, there's a nasa. Even though we say cloche, and the bottom is chetz separate from the top, but it's nasa as if the bottom was tzilos and mitzvah. What does that mean? Nasa. How is the nasa? Loshen Mishalim is that it's mistara. The schach l'malam echot is mistara. Loshen Gemara is not that it's mistara. Loshen Gemara is that it's nasa. It's really cloche. Maybe we can answer the question all by itself. The Rishonim, when they explain it in the time, they say that the schach is a mal and the chof is mitzvah to the shiur to also in the chamos. Lashon Gemara, though, sounds a little bit different. Very different. Lashon Gemara is, no, there's a cloche. It's really not together. But it's not not together. And I need to say cloche. Without cloche, I don't get started. I have to say cloche. So it's separate. But the part that's below, the chamsu mitzvah part, the part somehow becomes, since it's attached to, physically the top or whatever, that it becomes as if it's Hilosim Mechamosim. How? What? Where? What is that? So that's, so we, you know, I mentioned it going, but we glossed over. So that I do want to think about a little bit. And then also, I want to talk about the Hemshech L'Gmar and Erevin. L'Gmar and Erevin goes on, this, we've been talking about Rabbah, the Tulashonis, but the L'Gmar then has a Robo Omer Chalal Sukkotna. And that's a shot of how to understand what Rabbah is saying. And to what extent does that change the sugya? Does it not change the sugya? So that's an issue by itself. It's glad to see over there in Erevin, the Rashba. The Rashba over there in Erevin. And together with the Rosh. I guess the Rosh. There's not that much Rosh, but there's a little bit of Rosh there in Erevin. There's a little bit of Rosh for us. There's a little bit of Rosh in that Testament base. To see the various Roshes. All of which are very short and laconic, but let's try to figure out what the Rosh holds. So those are the two main things that I want to figure out. Just to better understand the sugya and Erevin, I'll leave it there. First of all, just go over the cheshbon of the sugya. How the sugya runs according to our Tosfos, how it runs according to our Ben Tam. These are the major shittos in Rishonim, and explain it. And therefore, what's the issue in Agamor? Is the issue in Agamor why it's in better, why it's in worse? So that's the problem. That's just something you should just make sure you have the mamash very, very clear. And then I want to just better understand the sugya Erevin, a little bit of Rabbeinu Tam, a little bit of Tosfos, I think it's more easy to understand, doesn't need that much understanding, but point to Rabbeinu Tam, needs half one and lumdus. And then to also talk about the end of the sugya, Chalal Sukkotna. Basically, the issue about Chalal Sukkotna is that a revolution? Once you say Chalal Sukkotna, does that mean now all of the schach is kosher, there's no schach posel here at all? Or is there still a schach kosher with the schach posel with the klesh and everything that went before? Just its situation has been moved up a mashal. It's the place has been moved up a draft. From being, you know, the posel is chach and not the schach that's lamata nichov, the schach that's more than above the halal esrei. Anyway, that's maybe a machlekes shishayim had no understanding of halal sukkah tonight, and to what extent does that revolutionize everything else in the kinshan and agamah? And then after all of that, then we have to go to the next segment of the sugi, which is lamata miyud. What's going on by lamata miyud? Okay. Thank you.